Happy New Year! Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and I pulled somebody from our New Year's Eve party to join me tonight. Mark, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, Bob. Happy New Year, America.
Yeah, this is Mark Sutherland, and Mark, I'm the right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and what's your title?
Well, I'm the right-wing religious fanatic, anti-choice fill-in talk show host.
That's right. Mark has such a good radio voice.
Maybe I could mimic him and do a better job on the air.
But so, Mark, you would fill in for me on the TV show now and then.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you for doing that. I don't know if you recall, I promised the audience on Friday that tonight we'd play a clip from a show we did on radio in Denver where I faxed something to Pat Schroeder that one of her employees got rather upset about.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember a show like that?
I think I do, Bob.
The story? Well, I had faxed a parent from Jefferson County, the same county that Columbine School is in. A parent was just appalled at, I think it was, we might hear in the clip, I didn't even listen to it, maybe a fourth or fifth grade class, where the teacher, this public school, had the kids sit together, boys and girls, two boys, two girls together, and she passed out what looks like pornography. It's a drawing, very lifelike drawing, of a man naked, just his crotch. And she told the kids to color it in.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that story, right? Oh. And it got me so disgusted, and so I thought I would fax this to Pat Schroeder. And I knew that they would consider it to be an obscene phone call.
Yep.
And they'd want to call the police. And so I wrote on the bottom of it, "Hey, Pat," and she's the U.S. representative from Denver in Washington, "Hey, Pat, please color this in and give me a call. Thanks, Bob Enyart," with a phone number at the studio. So they call back and, you know, they were a bit upset. But let's listen to the clip, and then we'll chat about it. We'll take your calls, New Year's Eve, 303-46. Oh, wait. Our 800 numbers are working.
Hey.
800-8-N-Yart. And, yeah, 800-836-9278. And you could try 888-8-N-Yart. Either one. So let's listen to, this goes back to November 5th, 1992. The cure is now here. Speak your mind with Bob Enyart, 761-1550.
When I was just a kid, I thought everyone was true. How about you? I stand up in school with my hand on my heart. How true? Through and through. And there goes the kid. Kid with the S-O-S.
Greetings. Brightest radio audience in Colorado. This is Bob Enyart, defender of truth, justice, and the American way. I was just 10 seconds ago given a message that Pat Schroeder's office is on line one. Wellington, can you put them through? Hello? Hello?
Hi, are you there?
Yes, this is Bob Enyart, host of Speak Your Mind on KQXI Radio. I'm on the air right now, and I just got the message that you guys had called in for me.
I'm just calling to confirm. Did you, in fact, send us this fax?
Yes, I did. I was wondering if Pat Schroeder could maybe color that in and then call me to chat about it.
What does that mean, color it in?
Well, if she could take, like, a crayon or maybe even a neon crayon and color it in, if she could stay within the lines, and then call in to talk about the experience.
Okay, that's the purpose for my call, to just clarify and confirm that you sent this.
Okay, could I just ask your name?
Sure, my name is Kip.
Kip? Kip, and just to let you know where we got that, from the Jefferson County School District. They hand that out to kids, I think, in fifth grade, and they have them sit in little groups of boys and girls and color it in together.
The teachers hand this out?
Yeah, the teachers hand that out, and they have the girls color in that. That's a drawing of a guy spread eagle, right? You can see everything there. And they have the kids sit in groups of boys and girls, color it in, And during the course of the class, the teacher says the word penis about 20-some times, according to the manual. And some of the parents are like up in arms over this because it looks gross. It looks far beyond what you need to do to teach a kid about sexual reproduction. And I thought Pat Schroeder, as a federal representative, should know what our federal dollars are going toward.
Thanks, Bob, for letting us know.
Thank you, Kip. Bye-bye. All right, that... I didn't exactly think that Pat Schroeder's office would be on the air. I only faxed that to them, 5 minutes ago? Boy, they respond quickly. You get a lot for your tax dollars here in Colorado. For those of you who don't know what just happened, of course, longtime listeners of the show know, a few weeks ago, we had parents from Jefferson County absolutely ballistic about the disgusting pornography that they give the Jefferson County school teachers give to their students. I think it's fifth grade students. They have them sit in little groups of boys and girls and color in this drawing of a guy spread eagle with no clothes on, and everything's hanging out, you know, and it doesn't look very scientific either. It just sort of looks gross. I'll ask Phil. Hey, Phil, he's in the production room. We've got a glass window. Phil, what do you think? Is that gross or what? Could yell it louder. Maybe they could hear through the window. Oh, I heard that. Pornography. Did you hear that? I mean, they're giving our kids pornography in the name of what? Pluralism? In the name of nauseousness? I don't know. So anyway, I thought that Pat Schroeder should just, you know, she's paying for this stuff. She votes for this stuff. So let her, in fact, color in this spread eagle picture here. Color it in. Let her meditate on the feelings and sensations she had while she was coloring it in. And then she could call in and we could share that experience together.
All right, Mark. Oh, too much, huh? That Jefferson County schools would do that in the guise of teaching biology.
Yeah, you said that parents were up in arms, and obviously you can't blame them. But you have to wonder, Bob, in light of the thousands of times that we hear stories like this from public school, what in the world are parents thinking?
Right.
Why would you want your kid? I'm not going to make any friends here on your show tonight, Bob.
Uh-oh.
But why would parents send their kids to these government schools?
Well, I get, you know, if you have a daughter who's grown, let's say she's 23 years old and she's a secretary for, let's say, an airline, and in the office, guys are making crude sexual jokes about her and to her.
Right.
It could be a federal case, a lawsuit.
Absolutely.
But in our public schools, young girls are the target of sexual taunting on a continuous basis. So I guess you send your kids to public school so they can be sexually harassed.
Bob Enyard teaches the Bible like few others. And one of the best ways to introduce yourself to Bob Enyard's unique style of Bible teaching is with the video Mount Moriah. It's a 2-hour feature video that answers all kinds of questions about the resurrection. Is there evidence for the resurrection still in existence today? Well, this entertaining and professionally made video will show you evidence of Christ's resurrection that has remained for 2,000 years. It proves that 1,500 years after God carved the law in stone, He carved grace in stone at Mount Moriah, and you can answer those who ask, those who doubt the resurrection.
Most people choose their long-distance company right after they see one of their funny ads on TV. At Lifeline Communications, we think that you'll choose your long-distance company for an entirely different set of values. It's true that Lifeline's rates are now 12 to 27% lower than the competition, as low as 6.9 cents on weekdays and as low as 4.9 cents on Sunday. But we're the only major long-distance company which gives away 10% of its income to spread the gospel. And we're the only long-distance company recommended by thousands of major ministries all over America. Plus, if you switch right now, we'll give you 100 minutes of long distance free. So what do? If you're serious about saving money and promoting the kingdom of God, you can do both with Lifeline. Long distance with a higher calling.
Give him a call, 1-800-684-2931. Bob's monthly Bible study. Join up, folks, every Sunday night. We record a Bible study here in Denver, and we're going through the entire Bible. You can sign up for $24.95 a month. We send out 4 tapes a month every month. We distribute tapes right now to over 100 families around the country. Please join up. $24.95 a month. We can send them out automatically if you sign up by credit card. Give us a call, 1-888-836-9278. That's 1-888-8-NYARD.
We are back, Bob and Yart Live, 1-888-8-NYART, or 1-800-836-9278. So, Mark, that was a good question you asked. Why send your kids to public school? Parents, I guess most parents, why do you think really? I mean, we rag on the public schools constantly, but what do you think goes through their minds?
Well, some tell me that, well, you know, they're charging me this money for taxes. I pay all these thousands of dollars in property taxes, so I have to get my money's worth.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
That would be like if they robbed you, and a drug dealer robbed you, and so you said, you know, my kids are going to take that crack. I don't care because he took my money, now they're going to take the crack. What's the point?
Oh,
I guess.
Know.
Most people don't realize that the public school system is a failure. They don't know that. They think it's okay.
Yeah, and we hear these stories, like you said, this one here with the fill in the blanks and color in the lines. And
yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of stories that we hear about stuff like this every day. And I don't know, Bob.
You really do every day from all over the country. One story we got from outside of Tulsa was a woman called in. She was a wreck. And she said, my son started school yesterday, kindergarten. And he came home and he said, Mommy, the teacher kissed another teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Mark, she said, well, they're probably married. And he said, no, he kissed another man.
Oh.
And so she thought he was just mistaken. And he came home the second day. That day, she called the show that night. And she said he came home again and said again he kissed the other man right in their classroom.
Yeah, now why do you think he's doing that? These homosexual activists want your kids, folks, and that's how they procreate, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want your kids.
Right, that's a good point. They seduce kids mentally, and not only that, but homosexuals reproduce by molesting kids.
That's right.
That's a pretty significant method of bringing new people into the homosexual community. So what a tragedy. I told that woman, I said, you know, you are the luckiest public school mother in the country.
Mm.
You are the luckiest. And she's, huh? I said, because it only took you 2 days to find out that they want to destroy your son.
Yeah.
So now you have an opportunity to pull him out before they do it.
Right.
Because they don't send a note home. You know, one day you don't get a note. Johnny comes home with a note and says, you know, dear Mr. and Mrs. Smith, tomorrow we're going to mess up your son's head. They don't send notes home like. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on with Mark Sutherland and Bob Enyart. Hello, Joe. Joseph.
Bob.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Hey, sir, that sounds nice. You don't hear that often these days.
Yeah. Well, I've learned a little respect for my elders. I live with an elderly lady, and you know, I've learned that some people have been through a lot, and
wow,
you know, it's important to give respect where it's due.
It's very pleasant to hear it. Thank you, Joseph.
All right. Well, Bob, I was calling in about. I heard you mention, I guess, last week about you had a project, a plan for this gentleman who had his foot blown off there in Afghanistan.
That's right, Corporal Chandler. Not only is he defending our country, and so we're thankful to him. He was, I guess, clearing mines at an airport at Kandahar. I forget exactly the details.
Right, right.
And he, tragically, something blew, a landmine, and he lost his foot. And Joseph, he's from Aurora. His family is not very far from our church, Denver Bible Church. So we wanted to raise some money and send it, send a letter and encourage him. Right now he's in the limelight and he's getting a lot of support.
Right.
But down the road, you know, it's going to become old news.
Right. Well, I wanted to call in and let you know, we got an email there at the base. I'm in the Air Force.
You're in the Air Force.
Right. Yes, sir. And, I actually do the same job as him. Got an email down from a sergeant major who was, I guess, commanding his part of his detachment there. And it came across the lines and came down to everyone that does our job. It's a job that's called EOD. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
EOD, Explosive what?
Ordnance Disposal.
Explosive Ordnance Disposal.
Right, and it's not just poking at mines in the ground and hoping they don't go off. It's not like that. It was, with technology today, sometimes we don't have the best tools, but if it's all plastic, which a lot of the mines are today,
right,
it may just have a small firing pin, and you can't tell that from the difference from a paperclip with your metal detectors.
Right.
So it's a, I was really interested in it. I was interested in your idea, so I wanted to hear more about it, and I've mentioned it to a few people I know and see what they thought about it.
You have, so what kind of, we will. I'll describe it for people who haven't heard the previous show, and then tell us what your friends think about it.
Here, okay.
And Mark Sutherland, here's the idea, Mark, that, and it's a little sensitive to pull this off, and so that's why I'm interested. Look at this. Joseph is calling in from Tennessee. He does the same thing, and he's interested.
Wow.
So that's a good sign. So many people get injured, and the government is very seductive with their disability benefits. And they say, you've lost a foot. That's a tragedy. It wasn't your fault. We could set you up on SSI disability. You could go to school. You'll get this check for whatever, $1,000 a month. You could get some subsidized, health care and even housing. And so you take a guy who's aggressive and he's got great plans for his life, and it's almost like getting hooked on heroin, and pretty soon he's addicted. And I know many people through my life, I've done shows and I've gone to meet people who end up addicted to government disability programs, and it destroys their lives.
Right. That's, like you said, the welfare mentality. Here, take this money. Don't do what you were planning on doing with your life.
Right.
You got hurt, and now you just need to just sort of sit back and let us take care of you.
Yeah, and I say that I know a lot of people. I really do. I've got a dear friend whose dad had some physical problems, and he dealt with them for his whole life until a do-gooder got a hold of my friend's dad, and the dad was about 50 years old, got him on disability. He never went back to work, and it destroyed his life.
Yep.
It absolutely destroyed this man that previously had self-respect and dignity.
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you, right?
Right, exactly.
You hear that? Run, folks.
So, and Joseph heard the plan, but here's the plan, and it's just forming this plan. So tell me, be honest, Mark and Joseph, if you think it could work if we do it right. I'd like to send a letter. And Joseph, since you're an EOD,
right?
You do the same job that Corporal Chandler does?
Correct.
So perhaps my plan was, as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I would sign this letter. But Joseph, if you agree with the letter, perhaps you'd sign it too.
Right. When you first mentioned it, I was a little bit concerned on how it would be taken, how he would, respond to it. If he's the, hard-working, motivated type guy, he might be,
a little
raring to go, ready to go back to work and
right,
get on his feet and things like that. But
well, let me explain that part. What we wanted to do is raise some amount of money, at least $1,000. If we didn't get $1,000, I wouldn't want to do it. But $1,000 or more, and put that in an account for this guy. And then send him a letter, and just a one-page letter, thank him for his service and defending our families and our church over there in Afghanistan, and talk, and just in the letter, tell him right now he's at the center of a huge amount of support, but months and years from now, it'll be just a remote story in the back of people's memories.
Right.
He won't be in the limelight, and we have so many government programs that help people who are disabled, and a lot of times those programs hurt rather than help. And we want to encourage him to excel and to be everything he really can be, even with this injury.
Oh, that's great.
And so we wanted to put this money in an account and say to him, that money is sitting there waiting for you. The first time you get a paycheck where you make more than $1,000 in a week, that's your bonus.
Oh.
That's your bonus. There's another $1,000 or maybe $3,000, whatever we raise.
You know, I don't know, Bob, if this is still the case, but I read that the young man said shortly after he got back to the States and in the hospital that he couldn't wait to get back not only to work but get back over to Afghanistan to help his comrades in arms.
He seems to have a tremendous attitude. And, you know, everything we know about, obviously we don't know if he's a Christian, but what his, we've heard from his family, his sister, his girlfriend who lives in California, and they all say that he's as upbeat and positive. His girlfriend said, we talked on the phone for a long time and we hardly at all talked about his injury.
Hmm.
So he's got a great attitude, and right there, that's encouraging and very admirable.
Yes, it is.
So what do you think of this plan, both of you guys, Joseph and Mark? Is it doable?
Well, I think it would be doable with the right contacts. I know some people at the EOD school where they train up all the, you know, all the troops going through for this job, and if they got up to the commander and if he liked it, he could send it across all four service branches and probably reach a couple thousand people.
Hey, Joseph, I was going to ask you, this is Mark. Approximately how many people would you say do your job? You're an EOD. How many people are there in the four branches?
Well, in the Marine Corps, I think there's about 250.
250, okay.
And then in the Air Force, I think there's around 800 now. Army, I think there's close to 900. And all the same in the Navy. Of course, a lot of those are deployed. I know of several people, several units that are gone. You know, in different places in the world, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the problem. Let's say an email did go out, and especially guys who do the same thing. It's potentially a lot of money that could be raised.
Right.
Yeah, you could raise $10,000, $20,000, $50,000.
Well, let me tell you, Bob, the military doesn't pay a whole lot. So I don't know how much we get through that.
Well,
we may get a good amount, but I did talk to a friend at the Department of Energy.
Yeah.
He's an electrical engineer, and his boss is pretty high up there at the nuclear plant, and he knows the chief of the Tennessee National Guard.
Oh.
And who knows how, if he thinks he would be interested in it, because the guy I talked to, he was really fired up about it.
That's what I mean. It's like an encouraging project, and it could take off, but
right.
here's the difficult side. Let's say you raise $10,000 or $20,000. You give it to somebody who has an injury, and you could set them back and set them on that path of thinking, I should be given all my life for
right.
my disability. It could be dangerous. It could be a problem. It's hard to give money. I've been told this by one of my friends is very wealthy, and he has told me it's hard to give money and actually have it help someone. It's hard to do.
Right.
Because when you give money when people need it, it often has a very negative effect.
Yeah, it can derail whatever motivation, whatever momentum somebody has in their life and slow them down, stop them,
yeah.
And it's hard to get started again once
right.
that happens.
Joseph, my friend Greg Perry, he's an author, and he's written many computer books and rental books and different... he's a best-selling author. He sold over a couple million books, which is tremendous. And he was born with disabilities, pretty severe disabilities, far beyond what Corporal Chandler is facing right now. And he had a mortgage burning party, and it wasn't just for his mortgage. His parents didn't know it. He burned their mortgage, too.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
You must be them NYARC people! Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep up the good work. So this is Jordan from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyart. So if you could give me a buzz, my name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyart, I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times, and, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyart. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't gonna help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some Strawberry Crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against too, right? Yeah, let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice, too. Guess what, Bob Inyart? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyart, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow. Check it out, though. So, I'm a garden variety sodomite. Bob Inyart.
Welcome back, Bob Inyart Live, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. Later, after we're done talking through this this corporal, Mark, I'd like to read an email we got from a woman who's upset about the top 10 reasons liberals hate the holidays.
So how could that offend anyone?
I don't know. Okay. We'll talk about that. She's a very non-judgmental gal.
Oh, good, yeah.
So it's okay. But let's get back to Joseph. So, Joseph, that's the dilemma. We want to help, but we want Denver Bible Church to help in a different way and really to provide encouragement when he might need the encouragement.
Right. Well, one concern I had, I was just thinking about this. Let's say we raise $10,000.
Yeah.
And then he gets a letter and says, well, thanks, but no thanks. What would be the fate of the – how would you
the money?
Deal with that, right.
If he turned it down?
Right.
Well, we'd have to return the money.
Okay.
Yeah, and that might be a little difficult.
Right.
People would have – we'd have to – make sure we kept track of what came from where.
Okay.
But
the main roadblock I might see, maybe not roadblock, but the main thing would be like hands-on people down the chain of sending emails instead of getting just an anonymous email. You know, people actually saying, "Hey, let's chip into this, let's do this," and mm-hmm. and for that to work with the military, it'd have to kind of be approved and guys say, you know, higher up say, hey, I want you guys to look at this.
Mm.
Instead of it just being a, you know, a no-name email, people, where did this come from, you know?
You know, my friend, I think my friend is very, very right, and there's a lot of wisdom in that. It's hard to help people by giving money. Mm. It's very difficult. I know people in my life, the people who you could give money to are the people who don't need it. When
right.
they need it, you can't give it to them. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And people who need money, they can't understand that. They just don't get it. I've encouraged friends of mine who've got money when it comes time for Christmas or whatever. I said, well, give the money to your kids who don't need it, but don't give it to the kids who do need it. So So this is a bit difficult, Joseph. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to write the letter because it's only a page, and send it to you if we could put you on hold and get your email.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, and then we could follow up with this later in the week. And okay. Maybe you could run it by a couple of your guys in the your friends in the military, and see if people think it's respectful. Of course, if it's insulting, we don't want to do it.
Right.
We want to thank him, and we want to overcome a problem with just, you know, standard charity, which is so often destructive.
Right. Well, that'd be great, Bob.
All right. So we'll do it. We'll put you on hold, and our call screener will get your info.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob.
Give us your number, too, all right?
I sure will.
Thank you very much, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
that. Thank you for your service, too, Joseph, by
the way. Hey, no problem, Mark. Happy to do it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, that's right. Very nice. Thank you, Mark. That was a good idea. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. All right, Mark, we got one email on the screen, and the other I just printed out before the show.
All right.
This is about the top 10 reasons liberals hate the holidays. And this comes from, I think it's a woman. I don't know. Sometimes you get a feel for, I don't know if it's a woman. C.S. Mahan. How would you pronounce that? C.S. Mahan. C.S.
M-A-H-O-N.
C.S. C.S. Mahone at earthlink.net. Oh, no. I shouldn't
have given that out.
Email out on live radio. Across the nation, coast to coast.
Disregard that.
Yeah, coast to coast. We're not coast to coast. Well, via satellite we are. Okay, here we go. Just wanted to pass along that I saw your advertisement in the newspaper, and from this I have a very hard time believing you are a pastor or that yours is a true Church of God. That's quite a condemnation, huh?
Yeah.
To call into question somebody's faith and their Christianity? We're calling into question in that ad somebody's political ideas.
Right.
She's calling into question that whether we love God.
Kind of reminds me of the story we talked about before we came on the air. In China, they sentenced a guy to death.
Yeah.
The leader of a church because they don't like his particular church.
Right.
So off with his head.
It, you know, liberals love China. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yeah.
They just love China. And even Planned Parenthood, where they give China millions of dollars, International Planned Parenthood, and there's no pro-choice in China. It's forced abortion.
That's right.
And they say they're for choice, and they defend China's forced abortion program. So despicable.
Yeah, it's hypocrisy.
In China, there's only two Christian churches you could attend, right?
Right.
There's the state Protestant and a state Catholic church.
There you go.
And so that guy they sentenced to death, he was like a pastor of just a fundamentalist Christian church.
Right, an evangelical church.
I wonder if our country, our government, will go to bat for him.
Let's hold our breath.
Yeah, right. Let's
see what happens. So what did C.S. Mahan say here?
Okay, so she said, I have a hard time believing you are a pastor. We didn't mention me in the ad, just the church. Or that yours is a true Church of God. I'm sure I'll wind up on the list of those going to hell for questioning you. I don't get to put together that list, actually. But she gets to put it together.
Yeah.
But you should know I'm neither a liberal nor a conservative, but a person who believes in a God who doesn't judge people by their political affiliation. So she believes in a God who doesn't judge people politically.
Based on what they believe.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Jesus didn't like the Herodians, the political party that was partial toward Herod.
Yeah.
He wasn't really chummy with the Herodians. So, but I don't know if he judged them strictly because they were Herodians. Probably being Herodians said a bunch of other things about them.
Right.
So she went on to say, it's too bad you and apparently your congregation appear to be focused on hate rather than love. Good luck at the pearly gates.
Ah.
That's how she closes it.
Oh, boy.
You know, liberals, they're the beautiful people.
Yeah.
They really are. So I emailed her back. I emailed C.S. Mahan, C.S.M.A.H.O.N. at earthlink.net.
You're not supposed to say that, Bob. Oh,
I keep forgetting.
Maybe, disregard that again.
Maybe we'll title the show that. Why don't we title the show C.S. Mahan at earthlink.net? Accidentally. Our board operator said accidentally. Okay. Now, here's the email back. I wrote to C.S. Mahan, you say that you are a person who believes in a God who doesn't judge people by their political affiliation. But then, why do you judge us that way? Because our newspaper ad was only political, yet you doubt my pastorate. You call into question our church's standing before God. You accuse us of hate. You mockingly suggest that we will go to hell. If this is not hypocritical of you, please explain how. I like asking them simple questions. If this is not hypocritical of you, please explain how. On the other hand, if you'd like to understand what moves you to hypocrisy, we will be happy to explain your dilemma to you. Pastor Bob Enyart, Denver Bible Church. sir, I don't know if you should have so much fun witnessing to people. Should it be fun? Oh, boy. All right. So now, Mark, you were telling me about a story right before the show, and we got an email right here at kgovlive at AOL.com. In fact, people could instant message us or email us, kgovlive at AOL.com. But it's about India saying they could survive a nuclear war.
Yeah.
That's a true story? You were just telling me that, and here I got an email from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I read that in this morning's newspaper, and then I saw it on the internet this evening on the news.
So India is saying, their point is, are they trying to egg Pakistan on?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Come on, see if you can hit us. Take your best shot. Well, let me read you this email from Las Vegas. Okay, this says, it seems to me that India has been emboldened with our rout of the Islam Afghanistan, of the radical Muslims there. I think they have had enough of these Muslims, and they're about to take care of Pakistan, or at least Kashmir, which to me looks like a good thing. As far as surviving a nuclear strike, I think India's right, but it would bring about untold misery to India. Untold misery. Is that before or after the nukes? That's a good one. Would love to hear your thoughts in the show about this. India, there's so much misery in India because of their false religion.
That's right.
Their Hinduism, where they treat their cows better than their kids.
That's true.
It's a tragedy. Malnutrition while the cows are wandering through the gardens eating their vegetables. We'll be right back.
Some people believe that Christians can speak in tongues. Some people believe that speaking in tongues has passed away. Are we saved by grace alone, or are there works involved? Some people believe that miracles are happening today. Others don't. How can all these disagreements come from the Bible if it's the inspired Word of God? Is there an answer to all these questions? In his book, The Plot, Bob Enyart, pastor of Denver Bible Church, shows you the one Bible verse that solves all the apparent contradictions. Think that one verse can't solve these complex problems? Get The Plot today, and if you're not convinced, we will refund your money. Order The Plot for $29.95. Does God want the government to execute criminals? The Old Testament supports the death penalty, but now we are to turn the other cheek, right? The New Testament material concerning the death penalty starts in Matthew and continues through all the Gospels, Acts and Romans. It goes all through to Revelation. God and the Death Penalty is the video we've produced to arm you with the New Testament support for executing criminals. If the death penalty is immoral, then what does that say of God the Father demanding that Jesus Christ die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? God and the Death Penalty, a two-hour video exploring the biblical support of the death penalty, is available for $24.95 by calling 1-888-8-ENYART. Bob Enyart Live is back on the air. But to stay on the air and grow, we need to hear from you. We offer many products with Bob's insightful and unique biblical perspective. If you appreciate Bob's ministry, let us know by writing us at Bob Enyart Live, P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado 80001, or go online to kgov.com.
Bob Enyart and Mark Sutherland in studio here at Bob Enyart Live, 1-800-888-8-ENYART. How many 8s am I going to give him? Either 800-8-ENYART or 888-8-ENYART. Either way, it's toll-free. Let's go to Michigan. Mark, speak your mind. Marshall, Michigan.
Marshall, Minnesota.
Marshall, Minnesota.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. Hello. How are you?
Oh, good. I was just wondering, can we still get in on the donations for your building fund where the guy was going to do the matching?
Where the matching? Well, I actually asked him about that, and because he listens to the show. And in our church, the church, it's sort of a known quantity, so that if people made a pledge, he would trust them. And so that all happened yesterday. And it's pretty neat how much was raised.
Yeah.
Very exciting. But so this is what he said to me. If somebody in the radio show wanted to actually send in a donation, he would match that. And up to a few thousand dollars.
So there's no way to do it like by a credit card over the phone or anything? Or?
Oh, no. We could definitely do that.
Well, that's what I was wondering about.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like sending in.
Right.
Are you interested in doing that, Mark?
Yes, I am.
I'm ecstatic. Wow. See, that radio works. Mark, so just for those who didn't hear the show last week, Denver Bible Church, that I pastor that church, and we've got a building fund going, and we rent right now, but we'd like to secure our base here in Denver, and from here, reach out not just to Denver, but around the country. So, Mark, how would you like to do this, publicly, or do you want the call screener to?
Well, I don't know. Doesn't make any difference to me.
Of course, we don't want to take your credit card number over the air. We'll restrain ourselves at that point. But thank you. Could you tell us what inclined you to help out and do this?
Well, I've been following your ministry on, you know, for a long time. I used to watch you on TV when you were on Let's See.
All right.
And I've called in a few times to your internet program, and
well, thank you for doing that.
Your products. I get the Bible study.
You do get the monthly Bible study. What book of the Bible are we up to with your tapes?
I just got them. Let me go grab one of them.
Now Mark just got his monthly Bible study tapes.
I just got four Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, what a book.
Yep.
Hey, wait till you get to chapter 28.
I just lent 1 Corinthians to my brother-in-law.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's hope we get a good response out of that. You know, we have, compared to, you know, so many national ministries, we're a tiny ministry here, Mark.
Yep.
And I got two Marks I'm talking to here. Mark Sutherland in the studio. Mark, you've known us for years, and, you know, we're just Mark and Bob and get in the studio and do some TV show. But we've got these Bible study tapes that, Over 50,000 tapes are out around the country.
Wow, that's tremendous.
That really is neat, because our Bible teaching, we pray and ask God to help us be accurate in what we teach. But it's the fundamental, basic teaching the Bible and not the cliches that are so common. And we're excited to do this. All right, so Mark, why don't I put you on hold?
Okay.
And our call screener will get your vitals.
All righty.
And I want to thank you very much. It's very encouraging.
Well, thank you, Bob, and keep up the good work.
Okay. Lord willing, we'll try.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Mark. You know, I heard another talk show host just the other day by chance. He said he calls it Minnesocold.
Minnesocold.
It's pretty cold up there, I guess.
Yeah, and, you know, they tried to get some global warming news out last week, saying this was the second hottest year in so many years, and it's freezing all across Europe's in a deep freeze, and Buffalo's got 7 feet of snow. God just wanted to rain on their parade.
They never give up, though.
No, I know. Global warming. And it was global cooling back in the 70s.
That's right.
And I got a book. The book is called Global Cooling. It's a hardback. I saved it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, liberals are funny.
Yeah, they are. All right, let's see. Mark, okay, we've got an instant message here. It says, maybe India, with about 1 billion people, just want to thin the herd a bit. Ooh, that's pretty cutting. You know, remember in Africa where so many hundreds of thousands were slaughtered?
Which time?
Well, back in the early 90s when Kofi Annan was in charge of peacekeeping down there.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah, in Rwanda.
Right.
And they slaughtered people at a rate faster than the Nazis at the peak of the concentration camp slaughters. Down in Rwanda, they were killing them faster and approaching 1 million people, over 800,000 murdered.
I thought maybe you were referring to Uganda years ago. Mm. Idi Amin the Butcher.
Yeah, remember that.
I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people he murdered.
And,
either.
You know, the UN was involved in that, too, if I recall. I don't want to smear the UN unnecessarily. They do enough to get smeared. But Rwanda, they were all over Rwanda. And Kofi Annan was faxed by his general in the field who said, this is going to be a genocide. We can stop it. We know where the weapons are. We can stop it. And Kofi Annan faxed them back and refused to give him permission to do anything. And you know what really disgusts me about these liberals? So at least in as a reward, they make him the Secretary General of the UN.
Right.
At least he could have the humility to say that was a colossal error.
But he probably defended his actions, right?
They defend it to the hilt.
No, yep.
They say it was They don't. They say it was the right thing to do with the information we had. The right thing to do, and almost 1 million people were killed.
Saving lives is always the right thing to do. Right. But they don't somehow understand that.
Right, and so, what a failure! What a colossal failure! And he's in charge of it, Kofi Annan. And there's 1 million fewer black people in Africa because of his ineptitude, if not his just total lack of concern.
It's genocide against a whole race of people.
Right. And so what they do, rather than flog him, they promote him to Secretary General of the UN. For public school teachers out there, that means he's in the top post.
That's the United Nations.
Oh, yeah, right. also known as the UN.
For the Supreme Court down in Florida.
Yeah, right. So the UN promotes him to the top spot for being the ultimate failure. But this instant message we got here, maybe India with about 1 billion people, they want to just thin the herd a bit. That might not be too far from the truth. Because, Mark, I wouldn't have believed this if I had read it, let's say, on WorldNet Daily. And WorldNet Daily, they're pretty credible. But I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't heard it with my own ears. There was the Cairo, remember the World Population Symposium, the UN thing in Cairo, Egypt?
Yes.
Well, that happened right after, a year or so after the slaughter. And Rwanda had their representative there, and he was interviewed. And it was about overpopulation. And he said this. He said, you know, it's a tragedy that we lost almost 1 million people, but we're still over our target population.
Oh, my.
We still have too many people. And so he didn't mean, so we're going to kill more. He wasn't saying that. But what a heartless, cold, wicked thing to say in that context.
Right. Those deaths don't really, it's not that bad.
Well, it's moving toward their goal.
Right.
And at the UN, that there wasn't an outcry, even in the media, even the people interviewing him. It's just, it's sort of, if a million more blacks get murdered this year, so what?
Yeah.
There are too many of them. You know, overpopulation is mostly racist. There's too many Asians and too many blacks. And we got to do something about it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know that. I'm not agreeing with that statement. Yeah, I know that that's the way many of these people think.
Yeah.
And they seem to all be attracted to the UN, where they can achieve their goals.
Yeah, that's a good point. The UN, the UN, is extraordinarily anti-Christian.
Oh, absolutely.
It's anti-Christian. And it's got a lot of religious, spiritual sides to it, the UN.
Right.
You'd think it would be just strictly secular, but it's not. It's got a lot of spiritual things going on at the UN, including their worship room and their weird cultic gods they got there, whatever wacko thing they do. But they're radically pro-homosexual,
right,
pro-abortion, pro-evolution, anti-Christian, but pro-every other religion in the world.
Right, exactly.
Why is it that everybody's, you know, even our U.S. government is anti-Christian but supports every other religion? Did you hear in New York, you might not have heard this. This is a true story. After 9/11, the public school system in New York set it up so that students in their schools could pray, and they set aside places for them to pray.
Oh, yeah.
In the public schools in New York City. Had you heard that in the news?
No, I haven't heard that.
Now, that's a totally true story. And I got, you know, George Weber, who used to be a KOA talk show host.
Right.
10 years ago.
Right.
The guy who couldn't pronounce his own name. He used to say, George Weber. I can't say my own name, George Weber. He's on WABC in New York now. And he broke the story. And it's Muslims. They set up places where they could pray, put down their rugs, and pray to Allah and pray to the east,
right,
to Mecca. Would they ever do that for Christians?
No,
ever?
Absolutely not.
Not in a millennium.
Where's the ACLU, you know, on this one?
Yeah, I know.
It's so hypocritical.
And so the Islam bombs New York City. That's liberals, you know?
Right.
And it's funny you mentioned the ACLU. It reminds me of that make-believe headline years ago that was so great. ACLU defends protesters' right to burn down ACLU headquarters. That's just so funny. But yeah, if it was Christian, the ACLU would be all over it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it would be big news. And, you know, people, the talking heads would be disgusted that mixing religion and government. But as long as it's not Christian, it's okay. As long as it's not Christian, any other religion, it's okay. Just Christianity is kicked out of the schools.
Anything else is fine. That's right.
Yeah, occultism, meditation, Hindu, whatever, Buddhism, Native American spirituality, it's all okay. I had a guy in studio years ago who had a Bible in his classroom, and he was ultimately fired over it, and he was told he couldn't have the Bible in his classroom.
Right.
And it went to the Supreme Court, his case, here in Denver. But he had 10 other religious books. The other ones could stay. The Bible had to go.
Right.
That was the outcome of the case.
Well, that's the only one that has Jesus Christ in it, Bob, and he's the only one that's an offense to people.
What a great point.
That's right.
You mean Buddha's not an offense to anyone?
No.
People get mad. They don't say, oh, Buddha, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't. Even the people who hate God, they talk about Jesus constantly.
Yeah. Where is he? Where?
Right.
People are shouting his name all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Mark, thank you for joining me. Mark, have a happy new year.
Well, thank you, Bob. You too. And to all your listeners, hopefully 2002 will be a great year for your ministry.
Yep, that's right. For their ministry, for our ministry, for our families. And we're out of time. Countdown to New Year's? No, countdown to the end of the show. Hey, this is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.